Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, do you have a personal credo?
Yes, Jim, I do. Would you like to hear it?
Well, of course.
No justice, no peace.
That's beautiful. Okay. Okay, here today, Patrick, we are going to revisit Perfect Pop. Perfect Pop.
Sounds good to me.
Sometimes hard to say, and really hard to say without popping your peas, right? Anyway, reason we want to do this today, a couple reasons. One is the last time we left off on the Perfect Pop starring Bill Mulligan week, we wanted to play a message from Jesse from San Antonio, but his call was breaking up. We couldn't hear
very
well.
Yeah.
We're outdoors here in case listeners hear cars driving by and so on. That's settled down easy. So anyway, we encouraged Jesse to call back in. What he did was he recorded one of the voice memo deals, emailed that in. So now we have a good, pristine Jesse from San Antonio recording where he makes a couple of Perfect Pop picks.
Great.
We also invited Bill Mulligan to sit in again because he's now Mr. Perfect Pop.
That's right.
And so, you know, I don't think we can do another Perfect Pop episode without Bill present, right?
Right.
I think that's been the bylaws now of Rockin' the Suburbs.
More just a bad penny that you can't get rid of.
And then also, because Justice Fuller is in town, we thought we might as well get her pick as well, right?
Yes. I'm so afraid and humbled to bring you my Perfect Pop pick, but I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah.
So this is great. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And then we have Bill and Justice here as well. Okay. So let's do the call first, okay?
Hey, good afternoon, Suburbs community. This is Jesse from San Antonio. I just heard your podcast today regarding Perfect Pop. I apologize. It seems as if I was in an area with incredibly horrible reception. However, I wanted to touch base, and I'm definitely taking your recommendation, doing a voice memo, and then forwarding that your way. So I did have two songs that I picked for Perfect Pop. So first one, and I'm a little ashamed that it took me so long to become familiar with the song Laid by the band James. Truth be told, my first encounter with the song was in one of the American Pie movies. And what initially caught my attention was the drums. You know, it was a driving drum sound. Sounded almost machine gun-like with that taka-taka-taka-taka-taka. However, I also liked the voice as well as the verse and the chorus. It all sounded super catchy. However, then I really paid attention to it, and my initial thought was, whoa, wait, is that talking about what I think it's talking about? Wasn't entirely sure. Took a look at the lyrics, and yeah, sure enough, it is. I kind of like the tongue-in-cheek vibe that I get from it. But yes, I definitely enjoy that song and think that, hey, you know, might be a good addition.
All right, that is Laid by James from 1993. Mm. I think we all know and remember that song, right?
I think
it was
so.
A very well-known song, and I think he's right. It's lyrics aside, it's one of those songs that just you hear it, it sticks with you. Like that song is not going anywhere from your brain, right?
It's so interesting too that who else would pull off a move like that with the vocals, right? I can't really think of a lot of people, but it's almost like something Roy Orbison would do, right?
Where he
would soar up there and just stay up there for a little while. Yeah, I'm just up here now. It's great. I'm going to stay up here for a little while because I got up here, and then I'm going to, you know, come back down. But it just adds that element of uniqueness to this song. It makes it kind of stand out. And, you know, like something like It's Over and Done With by the Proclaimers, the way that acoustic guitar and those snappy drums, as Jesse said, are put together are really good.
Yeah. That's great. We kind of talked a little bit. This is sort of a Northern Virginia homecoming for me this week on the pod. Previously lived in this area and was in a DC area cover band called Stereo Drama.
Wow.
This song was part of our set list.
Oh, really?
It's just fun as hell to sing. It's such a great song.
Oh, wow.
So this is fun to listen to.
Is it hard to sing?
Well, not for me because I'm a girl. So it's like singing Journey and Steve Perry songs. It's kind of right in the sweet spot of my range.
Right.
But yes, I would imagine if you had a male voice, it would be a little harder to sing. So props to that singer.
All right.
That's a good one.
Yeah, just to echo what Patrick said, when it starts with the acoustic guitar and that rat-a-tat drums and just you just kind of flow into it, and then you're soaring along on those Orbison-esque vocals. Yeah.
And definitely lends itself to a cinematic pairing, so I can see.
Yes.
Yeah, unfamiliar with the movie he mentioned, but yeah.
All right, let's continue on with Jesse.
The second one I have is Jump in the Line by Harry Belafonte. Now, truth be told, we need Harry Belafonte on this playlist, right? I mean, why not? He's phenomenal. What I did enjoy, once again, you know, this is one of those songs that I identified in a movie. I saw the movie Beetlejuice, and it's in the closing scenes. And, you know, there's really not one particular thing about it. It's just the fact of how it comes across, you know. Every little bit of it, you get this Calypso vibe to it. You get this Caribbean vibe to it. You get, I guess, for lack of a better description, everything that Harry Belafonte was known for, you get that all in this one song. And to me, just, you know, it's one of those songs that I can just play on repeat over and over again. So give them a listen. Let me know what y'all think. Thanks.
Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line, rock your body on time.
All right, Jump in the Line. That song just makes you happy.
Yes.
And I got to ask Justice, did you cover this song?
No,
well?
Unfortunately, no. That would have been great.
Yeah.
Cool tune. Really, really cool tune. I love listening to records from that era with the stereo separation of the instruments. You know, you kind of had the horns on one side, you had the percussion on the other side.
Yep.
Yet Harry's right there in the middle, juicy,
big,
full on.
Right?
Yeah, exactly right.
Front and center.
Carrying the whole
thing.
You're
absolutely right. I almost feel like the horns are kind of compressed.
Yeah, it's
right?
Interesting.
I don't know if that was just because of the recording techniques at the time or what was available, but it actually makes it kind of a cool sound today.
It does. And not dated. I mean, it's got enough swing and enough soul and enough power to it that it doesn't feel like a relic. So, great pick.
Yeah, timeless. Very timeless song.
I like, this isn't specifically about the music, but Belafonte and others from that era, they were so stylish.
Yeah.
I was going to say this sounds like an old man complaining about things, but that was even before I was born. We don't seem to have any real stylish celebrities today.
Yeah.
It's all more about being real and reality's kind of ugly. I want a little style, a little romance.
Stylishness, yeah.
And he had style.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, super suave.
Yeah.
Could see him rocking it out at the Copacabana, wherever that was. It's a really cool tune.
Yeah, made me want a caipirinha or something.
Yeah, there you go. And I will say, as Jesse mentioned, when you make a perfect pop pick, and of course you can do that by getting in touch with us, it is automatically added to our gigantic Suburbs Pod Perfect Pop playlist.
That's right.
So this is a real creation that's out there with many, many songs on it at this point.
Honored placement,
that's
I
right.
think. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Not just anyone
No.
can get in that playlist.
You have to call in.
You have to call in. Sometimes twice.
That's right.
That's
yeah.
right.
That's right.
And then you have to get the Bill Mulligan nod.
That's right. Seal of approval.
I saw it. Oh,
yeah, everybody's welcome.
Yeah,
everybody's
exactly.
welcome.
No, that's absolutely right. So the way you can do that is you can call and leave a message because we do need to hear your voice on these Perfect Pop picks.
Yep.
Call
612-440-1984.
Yep. Or record a voice memo and email it to rock@suburbspod.com.
That's
all right?
It. Yep.
And we'll continue. We'll continue to make Perfect Pop episodes as long as people send in the picks.
That's right.
All
right. Yep.
Okay. Now I turn
I'm
here
excited.
To the other side of the picnic table. Justice is going to make her pick.
Yes. So the other way is that you can travel from Indiana to the patron papa of Perfect Pop Picks and this place. So, okay. For me, kind of my sweet spot for music is the place where college rock and jangle pop meet. That's catnip for me. I love that. So in that vein, I've always been a huge XTC fan. This is a song called Then She Appeared, actually also featured in media. So this is famously in an episode of Gilmore Girls in an early season. But it is kind of a throwback. XTC had a side project throughout the 80s called The Dukes of Stratosphere, and it was Andy and the guys kind of playing as though they were a 1967 Merseyside pop band, and just fully committed. Everything that Andy and those guys do, they're fully committed to the style. So they would record these songs, you know, on kind of like as authentic original equipment as possible and kind of not with all of the studio tricks. And it sounds like it. So This one, I think, was kind of relegated. It didn't come out as any of those Dukes of Stratosphere projects, but it was on a later album. They kind of dusted off from the demos and punched the lyrics up a little bit. So it's kind of full of juicy earworms and Andy Partridge inside. You have to have gone to Harvard to understand the references, but just... It's a delightful track, so I'm excited to listen to it with you guys.
All right. I mean, there aren't...
Hard to turn that one off.
Yeah. There aren't many people who do pop music better than Andy Partridge.
No.
Is he capable of doing imperfect pop?
Yeah, that's right.
How did you first come across this song, Justice?
So, also from in a previous episode, I shouted out my prog rock Uncle Mitch.
Yeah.
And he gave me Skylarking when I was pretty young and first getting into songwriting.
Okay.
And I was on the XTC bus from that point forward.
This is on Nonesuch.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. Great record. And yeah, I mean, I love so much about XTC and Andy Partridge too, but there's just something so vulnerable about his voice when it kind of reaches for that note, but he's never afraid to go for it. And yet he stays there. And then occasionally you'll hear that really unique accent phrasing that he has that identifies it as him. And man, the soaring harmonies behind that in several parts are just breathtaking. They really are. And the whole thing starts off without any drums, and then all of a sudden the drums come into this really cool, like, shuffle little bubble beat that's really neat, man.
Sort of Ringo-esque, I think.
It's cool,
you know? I mean,
we
know he's very influenced by the Beatles, and there's a Beatlesque quality to this as well.
The
and
way that bass kicks in is, like, so killer. So McCartney-esque.
Yeah, and that backwards tape loop that you kind of hear as percussion.
That's
so Rain. Yeah, it's perfect, man.
I think they were kind of early to the retro pop pastiche game. So, you know, they did it great.
They were. Yeah, they were seminal in that. I believe the Bish and I once recorded a couple episodes about XTC on
you
this
did.
Podcast. Yeah, we'll have to go back and find those.
Is the Bish coming to Suburbs Fest?
I hope so. Yes.
Well, he's got to play one night.
Definitely be there in the night when he plays in the band, let's hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you never know with him.
But the other nights, I'd love to see him as well.
It'd be great to get him there, yeah. Right.
Speaking of which, Justice is going to be there, Suburbs Fest.
I will be there.
So there it is.
October 1, 2, and 3. October 1, right here, we are sitting.
Standing. Where we sit.
Mm-hmm. At Settle Down Easy Brewing in Falls Church. And then night 2, Silver Spring, Maryland at the American Legion, Post 41.
Right.
Don't go to Post 42.
Nope.
Go to Post 41. And your band Wingtip Slow is going to play.
That's right.
That's why we mentioned the Bish there. And then night 3, Frank Muffin
is
going to do a full-on show at Ned Devine's in Herndon, Virginia. So come on out, everyone.
Yeah. And, you know, Justice may even get up here Friday night at the open mic when you never know.
That is the plan.
Yeah,
right. So there you go.
Yeah, Friday night's the big open mic / live hootenanny.
Yeah.
And we're going to have many fun surprises, I think. Good collaborations.
Oh, it's going to be great.
People are already buzzing around about what songs they're going to do. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm excited too, as you guys heard on the Apollo 66 episodes, that many of the regulars of the American Legion Hall will just be sitting there at the bar like I do every Saturday night.
Great.
So
that's
going to be fun.
I love that.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Anything else on the XTC song?
Great pick. Lovely to have that on the playlist, and maybe the first XTC we've put on there, I believe.
I know.
So, yeah. Awesome.
All right. Thanks very much, Justice.
Thank you,
yes,
Justice.
Thank you guys so much
for
having
out with us.
Of course.
And let us know next time you're in town. Well, I guess next time we'll be...
our meetup. Okay. So I will see you guys there.
It's going to be great.
All right. And thanks, Bill.
Sure.
As always.
Thank you, Bill.
Your Perfect Pop Week really got a lot of attention locally, nationally, and globally.
Glad to have been a service.
All right. As I mentioned, anybody has Perfect Pop picks, call those in. And other than that, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Justice Fuller.
And Bill Mulligan.
And we'll talk to you all later. We'll be right back.
Is that you?
Frog Uncle Mitch is the best.